So this morning, I wanted to talk about today. Anyone know why today is a very special day? This is a trick question.
Yeah, I figured. I don't know what your priest does.
Answer, nothing special about today. Today is Kaf Tet Shvat, and there is nothing special about today. And that will lead into the shir. Why don't we omit Tachanun this afternoon? Why don't we say Tachanun at Mincha? So before you all answer, let's first take a step back and ask a very simple question. Is Tachanun something that you can omit? Or is it ma'akev the entire davening? Can you fulfill your mitzvah of davening without Tachanun? Or can't you? So this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Rambam says, Tachanun is one of the things that are ma'akev in davening. And therefore there's no such thing as davening without Tachanun. And the Gaonim disagree. How do we paskin? Dead giveaway.
Gaonim.
Why?
Well, we see that people often don't have Tachanun.
We see it too often. Jews have this tendency to omit Tachanun whenever there is a reason or a semi-reason. In Hebrew, there's a beautiful phraseology for that. It's called Siba L'Misiba. Take out some schnapps. Why? Because nothing happened today. Baruch Hashem, nothing happened today. Take out some schnapps. Why? Because today's someone's birthday. Take out that. Why? Because today's no one's birthday. We always find a reason not to say Tachanun. Now, jokes aside, we usually say Tachanun, unless there's a reason not to. So today, at Mincha, we don't say Tachanun. Now, why not? It's Erev Rosh Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh, so why don't we say Tachanun? So, you can answer in one of two ways. You could say the laws that govern Tachanun in general would dictate that you don't say Tachanun, or there's a specific reason not to say Tachanun. General or specific? Anytime in halacha something changes, you have to ask, is this part of a general jargon in halacha that is going to be implemented in this particular case? Or is it specific, whatever the specific reason is? So first of all, we could say it's general. Anytime, the Shulchan Aruch says, anytime you don't say Tachanun the next day, because the next day is a special day, you don't say Tachanun at the Mincha prior. So Purim will be Thursday. We will not say Tachanun on Wednesday at Tanis Esther, no Avinu Malkeinu, and no Tachanun at Mincha. Lag Ba'omer is whatever day it is this year. We won't say Tachanun the day before. So generally, when there's a day after that you don't say Tachanun because it's a special day, you don't say it the Mincha before. That's a general reason that you could say about this. Okay. Now, that's with regard to Tachanun. You could say generally, anytime the day after, you don't say Tachanun, you don't say it the day before. The Rambam would disagree with everything we're saying. The Rambam says it's Ma'akev in davening. Of course he would disagree. We passed in like the Gaonim that it's not Ma'akev in davening, and therefore a Chasson comes in, and you can go on and on with examples. We don't say Tachanun.
First marriage,
Or
second marriage.
Pardon?
First marriage, or second marriage.
We'll have to sit on the meducha and decide. That's a very hard question.
Hey, Sava, why do you not say why do you not say Tachanun?
In every situation, you can always say, oh, it's part of a general thing. With regard to a base avil, we don't want to bring the midat hadin, the harsh judgment of God, into the base avil, because already God took judgment on this family because they unfortunately suffered a death. There is some sort of a judgment there. That's why you don't say it in a base avil.
The Scottish Rambam would agree, no Tachanun.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Anyway, to make a long story short, you could say that's a general rule and we're just implementing it this afternoon. Or you can say, you know what, forget about the general rule. There's a specific reason why on Erev Rosh Chodesh you don't say Tachanun. Because Rosh Chodesh is one of the only days that we know in our calendar that the Erev or the day before has significance. And let me give you the three examples. Pardon?
Yom Kippur Katan. Some people hold Erev.
Some people say Yom Kippur Katan. Absolutely, a beautiful custom. But putting customs aside for a moment and talking about halacha, there's a few things we do because Rosh Chodesh is coming. First of all, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh is called what?
Shabbos
Mevarchin. Rosh Chodesh is coming, davening changes. We add in a Yehi Ratzon, which is questionable because you're petitioning God on Shabbos. We've spoken about how that is not usually done. Rosh Chodesh is coming, we announce it, we make a big deal about it. Even though Rosh Chodesh can be a few days later. So last Shabbos was Shabbos Mevarchim. And ultimately we said that Rosh Chodesh will be on Thursday and Friday. And Rosh Chodesh hasn't come yet. Now, point positive that Rosh Chodesh hasn't come yet is that the davening didn't change afterwards. We went back to the regular davening. Maybe you omitted Avar Rachamim and you went into Ashrei. Two. What happens if the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh is the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh? Now, that wasn't a trick question. It was just said in a terrible way. Right. If the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh is not Rosh Chodesh, it's Kaftet. What do we do? We change the Haftorah. Now, let me ask you a question. Is that legal? The halacha is you always read the Haftorah based on the last laning you did. If the maftir was X, the Haftorah connects to it. So 9 times out of 10 you read a Parsha, and the Haftorah relates to the Parsha. The maftir is the end of that Parsha. On Shabbos, on a special yontiv, you read about the korbanot that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash and that yontiv, and the Haftorah relates to that yontiv. For example, on the first day of Pesach, we're going to read a maftir about the korbanos brought on the first day of Pesach. And what's the Haftorah going to be about? Pesach! It's going to be about Yehoshua when they came into Israel and how they came in, they made a korban Pesach. Very nice. So is it legal what we're doing? We read a regular Parsha, whatever it is, Parsha Truma, let's say. And then you read Machar Chodesh. It has nothing to do with the Parsha. It has to do with the fact that, listen carefully, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Why do you change the Haftorah today? Not because today is special. Not because today is Rosh Chodesh or Yontif. But tomorrow is special. Strange, no? And then, if it's not enough what we do before, Rosh Chodesh comes and goes. And what do we do a few days later?
Kiddush Levana.
So it could very well be that the reason we omit Tachanun today is not because of the general reason only that you omit Tachanun the day before you're not going to say Tachanun, before the special day, but because Rosh Chodesh is the kind of day that we anticipate towards and from. We anticipate towards with Shabbos Mevarchim and Machar Chodesh when it comes out that way, and we anticipate from with Kiddush Levana that we say a few days later. Now, why do we make such a big deal out of Rosh Chodesh? Imagine. Purim is coming, quite frankly, despite what they do in all the schools. Purim is a one-day holiday. Wednesday night into Thursday in most places in the world, except for Yerushalayim, and that's it. There's no before and after, up and down. Shavuos comes and goes. Okay, we omit Tachanun from the beginning of the month, from Bet. But quite frankly, here all of a sudden we make a big deal. Shabbos Mevarachim, Machar Chodesh, if it comes out. And then afterwards, Kiddush Levana. And today we're going to omit Tachanun because of tomorrow. Why? Why is Rosh Chodesh so unique?
Because every month is a new opportunity. And like that shiur about potential. Jews love potential. So, okay, that doesn't take care of Kiddush Levana. But the other things... The potential is what we like. We're into. So another month is another opportunity.
So I would like to suggest, along the lines of what Mitch said, a bit different. That Rosh Chodesh happens to be something that allows us to understand that we don't have to continue to run program. We don't have to continue to do the way we've always done it. We Jews, if we would always think what was will be, and therefore nothing's going to change, and we would never get anywhere. Now just think about this. If we say what was will be, will we be sitting in a state of Israel today? If we would say what was will be, do you think you would have houses in Efrat? Quite frankly, Rosh Chodesh, think of the words, can be read as Rosh Chadash, a new head. Machar Chodesh, tomorrow will be new. If Jews don't live with anticipation that things can get better, we will unfortunately drown in the depression that this is the way it's always going to be. Nothing's going to change, and that's the way it was, and that's the way it will be, and that's it. God doesn't change. Ani Hashem lo shaniti, says the Pasuk. Because God doesn't change, His Torah doesn't change. Who does change? Everything else. Everything else. People can change. How many people do you know were overweight, became midweight because they went on diets? How many people do you know were skinny, became fat? How many people do you know were people that used to be in one job, they went to a new job? Quite frankly, We don't only believe that there was and there is, but what we also believe that there will be. We believe that God created the world. We believe that God is now maintaining the world. And we believe that in the future, God will bring the redemption to the world. And therefore, allow me to prove my point halachically. We just said that Rosh Chodesh is a new opportunity to anticipate for a better future. And therefore, we go ahead and make a big deal prior. We say Machar Chodesh, then we make a big deal afterwards with Kiddush Levana. Allow me to prove my point halachically. Is there a common denominator between what we do at the beginnings of three things? The beginning of the week, the beginning of the month, and the beginning of the year. What's the common denominator of something we do halachically? I'll give you a hint. It's in davening. What's the beginning of the week? Now that's a trick question. Two trick questions in one share. I should get overpaid.
Havdalah
is exactly it. Havdalah could be the beginning of the next week. Shabbos is over. So you can view Shabbos as the end of the week prior. Saturday night is the beginning of the week to come. One way of viewing Havdalah. Okay. Or maybe Shabbos is the beginning of the next week. Who said Shabbos is the end of the week? Maybe Shabbos is the beginning of the week to come. We call it Hayom HaShvi'i, Vayom HaShvi'i Shabbat V'Hinafash, but we can view that seventh day in one of two ways. Either it's the end of the week, or at the beginning of the new week. I'd like to say it's both. So at the beginning of the week, when we come to a new week, what do? And again, a beginning of the week is the end of the week, just like a beginning of the month is the end of the last month. So you can say any way you want. So you guys can all take the share. Cross out the word beginning, say end. So at the end of the month, or the beginning of the month. At the end of the year, the beginning of the year. At the end of the week, the beginning of the week. What do we do in davening? We reiterate these three points. Was, is, will be. Friday night. Friday night, what's the Shmoneh Esrei? Hatakidashta et Yom HaShvi'i, past tense. You have sanctified the seventh day. Vayechulu Hashemayim Va'aretz. Back in Bereishis, we see that God rested on the seventh day. We talk about what? The past. Sefer L'Maaseh Bereishis. Shabbos morning, after a good shluf, what do we say? Ushnei luchot avanim horid biyado v'chatuv bahem shmirat Shabbat v'chein katuv b'toratecha. What do we say? What is? So God, you created the world in the past, but right now we are celebrating Shabbos because God, you gave us a Torah where? On Mount Sinai, way back when, but we are still celebrating it and fulfilling it and being careful about it right here, right now, today. Shabbos morning is present. Friday night past. What about Mincha? Ata Echad v'Shimcha Echad. Anyone hear something very familiar here? You're one, your name is one, Amika Amcha Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz, and no one's like the Jewish people. Let me ask you a question. No one's like the Jewish people. How many people out there love us?
None.
How many people out there believe in one God?
Yeah, a lot, half the world.
Let me ask you a question. Ata Echad v'Shimcha Echad. Is there something else we say in davening that sounds like that? V'haya Hashem L'melech Al Kol Ha'aretz Bayom Ahu. On that day, past, present, or future?
Future.
Future. Yeah, Hashem Echad, Yishmor Echad. The entire world will agree. So, one Shabbos, we talk about past, present, and future. So, Shabbos, end of the week, beginning of the week, we talk about past, present, future. Now we come to the end of the month, the beginning of the month. And we say Kiddush Levana. The bracha of Kiddush Levana, not all the psukim of Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, and that, and not the Tovim Ma'orah. Let's talk about the actual bracha. Let's think of the bracha. No? Anyone want to do it? You said it every month. You must know it by heart.
Absolutely.
Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Hashem Amar Baruch Ba'ash Hakim. In the past, you made the heavens, whatever you made in the heavens. Ubaruch Piv Kol Tzva'am. And with your mouth, you made the entire world. You said, let there be light! There was light. Oh, you can't do that. First part of the bracha. Sasimus mechim la'asot ritzon konam. Right now, as we stand here, they are totally happy, everything you created, to do what you wanted them to do. All the laws of biology and chemistry and physics and astrology are happening present right now. How do we end the bracha? How do we end that bracha? שהם עתידים להתחדש כמותה. And they, in the future, will renew itself like the moon. The moon, as you know, gets smaller and bigger and smaller and bigger. One bracha, past. God created the world, present. The things He created are continuing to do what He said. And future, Shehem Atidim Lichadesh Kvotah, the Jewish people will renew themselves. So, beginning of the week, end of the week, beginning of the month, end of the month, past, present, future. What's left? We talked about a week, we talked about a month. What's next? Year. Who's a math teacher here?
Year.
Year! Beginning of the year, end of the year. What do we call that in Jewish? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we come to davening, we do something unprecedented, we never do it ever. We make the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf longer. Every other Shabbos and Yantiv, seven brachas. All of a sudden, Rosh Hashanah, the Musaf, the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf is not Shmoneh Esrei. That's why it's a bad idea to call it Shmoneh Esrei, because it's never Shmoneh Esrei, as you know. It's either Chai Esrei, Sheva, or on Rosh Hashanah,
nine.
Say it in Hebrew. I'm joking. Anyway, I was on a roll here. What do we do? We add in Malchiyot Zichronot Shofarot. Malchiyot. God, you're the king. You're the king. You were the king. You are the king. You created the world, etc. Zichronot. You remember everything we did in the present. Bad as well as good. Shofarot. There was a shofar at Mount Sinai. We mentioned it. Tatani Kleita Banan Kvodecha. But what do we talk about in that shofarot? On that day, in the future, you will take that big shofar. We talk about the future. By the way, in each bracha, I could say we talk about the past, present, and future, but that's a whole shira on Rosh Hashanah itself. But suffice it to say, beginning of the week, beginning of the month, beginning of the year, we talk about past, present, and future. And therefore, coming back to our tachanun, why do we omit tachanun today? Because if we were Jews just of the past, so what was, you know? We'll remember what was, you know? On Pesach night, we'll sit around and we say, once upon a time, God took us out of Egypt. Great. If we were just Jews of past and present, we'd say, once upon a time, God took us out of Egypt, and we're still free today. That's okay. Good. But we're Jews of past, present, and future. Because we believe that we're going somewhere. We believe that this world, the way it is, your situation today, will not stay the same. We believe that every day, that God willing, things will get to a different place, either better or worse, but they're not going to stay the way they were. Who would have believed a year ago that there will be sitting here, and there'll be a president of the United States, whether you like him or not, saying Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish people? Something that no one said for 70 years of the state of Israel. It was a fact on the ground, and no one dared to say it. Who would have believed? So we're not just Jews of past and present. We're Jews of future and belief in the future. And therefore, in Erev Rosh Chodesh, it is a time for us to say, we believe that the future holds great things for the Jewish people. We got promises from the Nevi'im, from the prophets, that things will get better. And therefore, on Erev Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the new month, it's a good time to say, we know what was, we know what is, but we believe in what will be. And therefore, we're going to omit Tachanun already today. Because we know that God willing, next month, hopefully things will go somewhere. Hopefully for the better and not for worse. And proof? Every single time we start a new week, month, or year, past, present, and future. All tenses. We express it in the davening, or in the Kiddush Levana, or in the davening of Rosh Hashanah. And ultimately we have to express it in our halachic behavior. And thus today, Erev Rosh Chodesh, we don't just omit tachanun for kicks. We omit tachanun because we believe in the future. And allow me just to end with one more proof to what I said. Is there another day of the year that you should have said tachanun and you don't? Tisha B'Av. Why don't you say tachanun on Tisha B'Av?
So it's going to be in
future.
So
if you would have asked me, I would have said the same reason. You don't say tachanun in the Beit Avil that Harold talked about. You don't want to bring the Midat Hadin into Tisha B'Av. Okay. That's not the reason brought in post. Kim, you all said it correctly. Why don't you say it?
It's going to be a
messy body. It's a moed. It's a moed right now? Is it a moed right now? No. It will be a moed.
We don't know.
And we don't know when it's going to be. We know exactly when it's going to be on Tisha B'Av. There's no when the exact date. The same way we don't know if the next month of Adar will be good or bad. But the very fact that we Jews anticipate and believe that the future holds great things is enough of a reason to omit Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av Tachanun and on Erev Rosh Chodesh to omit Tachanun as well.